I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. At long last, the race for the U.S. presidency is in its final hours. Polls show that Democrat Barack Obama maintains a solid lead over Republican John McCain. That's because more voters seem to think that Senator Obama would handle the economy better than Senator McCain would. The economic crisis has become the dominant issue in this race. It's all but eclipsed the fact that American troops are still fighting wars in Afghanistan and in Iraq. In the past few weeks, the world's Quil Lawrence has been talking with the soldiers in both countries. He's currently embedded with the U.S. military in Tikrit, Iraq. This is basically the birthplace of Saddam Hussein. Quil, what are the troops doing there?
Well, very different missions from what they were doing a year or two or 5 years ago here in Tikrit, which was a bastion of the insurgency. And now, in the past several days, I've been out and about with the commanding officer of this northern area, and I've just been amazed at the mobility we have, the ability to move around this area, that just things that never would have been attempted during the height of the violence. So it's a different mission now. It's a slower mission. It's less combat, less indirect fire, less mortars, less rockets, and much more into the weeds counterinsurgency and getting into building the politics in Iraq.
Well, speaking of politics, Quil, I know that U.S. military personnel are not allowed to talk about their own political positions while they are in uniform, while they're serving. But I wonder if you are able to get any idea of how closely the troops are following this election and what their thoughts are around the election here.
People say that the U.S. military is kind of a microcosm for U.S. society, and I think there are a few people here I've heard express no interest. One driver of a Humvee I was in actually even quipped when he was asked who he thought would win. He said, "Oh, who's running?" But I think he was being facetious. Most people here are watching it pretty closely, particularly in the dining facilities. You'll see a couple of the television stations set to sports networks, and then many people watching the news. It comes across Armed Forces Network, and paying attention to what was going on back home, to what comments have been made about Iraq and Afghanistan, but also to the financial crisis, and that's been affecting the way they feel about this race the same way it might people back home.
Are their opinions formed based on the personal implications of what might happen in Iraq, what might happen to them personally in terms of repeat deployments or when they might be able to get out of Iraq or earlier Afghanistan? Or do they take a broader look?
You know, that's a good question. I've been embedded for the last, the last two presidential elections that happened during wartime. And last time, I think people really did. I was embedded in Fallujah at that time when it was John Kerry against George W. Bush. And people really did seem to think that they were voting on whether they were going to stay in Iraq. And some people even went as far as to tell me, well, you'd be a coward if you voted for John Kerry, or we're voting for George Bush because we want to finish the mission. Now, I think there's a growing perception here that neither candidate is going to do anything drastically different, that both candidates, even though they've talked about it a lot, are on a roughly similar timeline about the United States getting out of Iraq within the next president's term. And of course, at the moment, they're negotiating with the government of Iraq, Washington is, over a status of forces agreement that has implied that the United States will be out of here in 3 years. There's also, I think people here would resent people thinking that they're voting to go home. All of the people over here in this volunteer force had a chance to get out since 9/11. So we're dealing with a group of people who entered the Army knowing what was going on and came over here willingly like that. So I haven't seen that. I think many people here are worried that back in the United States, people think that Iraq is done and dusted and solved. And right up to the very top of the military command over here, they're being very cautious about that. They know that these gains could be reversed.
All right. Speaking to us from Tikrit in Iraq, northwest of Baghdad, the world's Quil Lawrence. Thanks, Quil.
Thank you, Lisa.